now. It's time to listen, think, and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, in the previous segment, I mentioned just a few things about my book that was just published, and I would imagine there's a whole bunch of you out there who are saying, man, I'd like to write a book. I want to write a book. I'd like to publish a book. Well, in this segment, we're going to tell you how, because my guest on the line with me is Dr. Larry Kefauver. He is a pastor, teacher, prolific author, editor. This guy has done it all. He is the editor of the book that I just published. Larry Kefauver, welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. It's great to be with you.
Now, I mentioned that you're an author. Talk about an understatement. It took three people to help me carry down the hall today. All of the books that I've been sent in the last couple of weeks that you have printed, these are your books. How many books have you published personally, written and published?
Personally, well, other publishers have obviously published my books. Not all of them are self-published.
No. I mean, how many books, let me rephrase, how many books have you written?
I've written over 60 books and curriculum pieces.
My goodness. Larry, it took me 10 years to write one short book. See, no wonder you live in Hawaii and I live in Columbus, Ohio. That answers it right there.
Well, I know I've made some publishers quite wealthy. I don't know how that's really affected me in the long term.
You have personally written 60 books and pieces of curriculum.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what I say, Bob, is that everybody has at least one book in them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, and to write that book, to put that book down so it can become a printed book, a published book, an e-book, in the day that we have all these e-books out there, is a process. And I believe that God wants us to leave a legacy in print, at least for our family, our children, our grandchildren, to tell the stories that about God's wonderful grace and mercy in our lives and what he did in us and through us, and to give that generational blessing to others is important for every person. Well, not just people who are in leadership positions in the church or in business or in the community, but everyone has, I believe, a book in them.
Well, it's interesting that you would say that, Larry, because I don't believe I've said this to any other person, including my wife, but since the day that I got the first shipment of books, which has been just a little over a week ago, I have thought this several times. I haven't articulated it because it sounds like you're going to die tomorrow, you know. But here's, I thought, you know, if I die tomorrow, I have a legacy to leave. I hope I have other things, but that book is a legacy that I can leave. It's something that I've wanted to accomplish for years and years and years. And by the way, I just want to say publicly, Larry, to you, my gratefulness and my thankfulness for your excellent job in editing my book. This guy, Larry Kefauver, could make a cartoon strip sound like Shakespeare. The cool thing, I sent him 5 pages and he sent back 150. It was just, that's not true. But he did such an exceptional job of helping me communicate what I wanted to put on paper. So I thank you for that, Larry.
Well, you're so welcome. And let me just say here that it was a joy and a delight to edit your book, and that your listeners should take every opportunity to buy at least three at a time. And you want to know why?
Yeah, no, why?
I was setting you up there.
I'm having trouble convincing anybody of buying one.
The reason for that is that a book that is a Christian book that encourages and equips other people to live the Christian life, which is what your book does, it's not only for me. I have at least two other people I need to give it as a gift, so that I can witness to them, so that I can impart into their lives the blessing and the message that's in that book. So of all my books, whenever I speak, whenever I'm in a situation and there's a book table or I'm speaking about a particular book, I'll say to people, this book that I'm sharing with you, I didn't write it so I could have a book. I wrote it so that you could be encouraged and equipped in your Christian life. And it's a witness to you of something that God wants to use in your life, and also in the lives of family and friends and colleagues in work. You may not be able to find the words to witness to somebody that's a neighbor or a colleague at work or a family member. But you know what? You can witness by giving them a Christian book that shares with them the good news of the gospel, and that becomes a real tool that the Lord can use.
That's so very, very true. I want the meat of what I wanted to talk about, and I want you to tell us about some of your books in a little bit. But today it has never been easier. I mean, the printing business, the publishing of books, has gone through an unbelievable paradigm shift just in the last few years. This is not the same industry it was just a few years ago. And I'd like for you to begin, Larry, to take our listeners through, those listeners who have a book in their heart, what is available today that was not available just a short time ago that makes this so available to anyone who has that book in their heart that they want to get out?
Well, first of all, many people have a misconception about the way a book gets published today. And many of the traditional publishers, when you go into a retail bookstore, either a Christian bookstore or a Barnes & Noble-type bookstore, you're expecting to see a publisher, a Simon & Schuster, a HarperCollins, a Thomas Nelson, a major publisher, a Zondervan, a Tyndale. You're expecting to see their books there. And traditional publishers still publish books, but they only publish authors that have an established track record and that can, in a first print run, sell 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 books or more. And what happened with the advent of technology, with a technology called print on demand, which means that we can put a book that has been typeset, which is the interior design and the cover design, and has been prepared for a printing machine, we can put it on a printing press and print one at a time, 10 at a time, 100 at a time. We don't have to print 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 books and pay for those. So that puts the cost of printing, of publishing, down economical enough that anybody can do it. So we call that print on demand.
Yeah, and someone can literally submit their manuscript and order 100 books. You don't have to order 1,000 or 2,000, you said 5,000. You could order 50 books if you want to.
That's exactly right. And so some people say, well, I have a book. It's in my computer. I have a computer file, a Microsoft Word file, or an OpenPress file, or, you know, I have an electronic file of my manuscript. So what do I do? And we'll address that first, and then we'll talk about, well, if the book is in you but not written out yet, how we can still do the book.
All right, we've got to take our first break. We're talking with Dr. Larry Kefauver, an incredibly prolific author, pastor, teacher, editor, and a real man of God, going to help us walk through the steps. How do you print that book that's in your heart? I really believe this would be beneficial to many of you, and that's why I've got Dr. Kefauver with us. We'll be right back.
Can't get enough BBL? Find show information, past shows, and Bob's blog online at WRFD.com.
Welcome back to Bob Brady Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. That could be a very important phone number for you, because you have the opportunity to talk with Dr. Larry Kefauver, a prolific author, 60 books to his credit. He's also a teacher, author, pastor, editor, and he has become a friend. We've never met face-to-face, but I consider him a friend. Larry Kefauver, again, welcome to the program.
Great to be with you, Bob.
All right. We were just talking about the beginning of this process of getting the book out of the heart onto paper and to be published. Walk us through this process as you were beginning to do before the break.
All right, well, let me, with many people, I do this little thing, and I have a handout, and I can send it to you or send it to your listeners if they contact me. It's called Seven Simple Steps to Publishing Your Books. Here's step number one.
See, you write for a living. I talk for a living.
yeah, that's right.
All right, give it to us again.
Step number one. This is called Seven Simple Steps to Publishing Your Book. Here's step number one. Gather together your materials. Now, within you is everything that you need to write the book. You may have messages. You may have sermons. You may have talks. You may have lessons. You may have notes. You may have journals. If you have anything written down, you want to gather that together, or any cassette tapes or DVDs or CDs that you've done for that. A lot of times we'll have people from the corporate world, and they do training and equipping all the time with their employees and colleagues, and they have all of these audio materials. Well, of course, those can be transcribed and become the core content of a book. The other thing is, if you don't have anything written down in any way, either on a computer or handwritten, you can also dictate. You can dictate yourself and record MP3 recordings, which can become the core material, which is transcribed, edited, and flowed into a book. Or I work as a ghostwriter, an editor who helps people write their books with many people. And because of my background as a pastoral counselor, that's my training, I've developed the skills that I need to interview people through a book. So we put together an outline of where we're going to go with the book, and the main idea that the person has for writing the book. We create an outline or a chronology if they're writing a book about their lives or their testimony. And they actually are interviewed by me or one of the people on my team on the phone, and we take that verbal material and convert it into writing. So that's step number one. Gather together your materials. Step number two is, well, now it's time to edit, to flow, to change what you have collected together into a book that goes from start to finish, makes sense, takes the reader on a journey through your life, through your teaching, through your concept, through your premise, takes them on a journey through the message that you want to share with them. And here's what we say. Every message that's shared in a book should meet a specific need of readers. You know, who are you writing this book for? Mm-hmm. And what do they need to hear? And once you have that, then you can be assured that that book is either going to be sold or useful to the readers. You know, your family, for example, if you're writing what I call a legacy book, they have a need to know about you and your testimony and your life and your witness and the family and the background of your family. And so all of that is important. So they have that need to know. But people need to know your book, Bob, from the study on Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, is a powerful book that people need to hear about their identity in Christ and who they are in Jesus Christ. And and how he lives in and through them and so forth. And so you have a message that people need to hear and be equipped then to change and walk into. We take that material that's gathered, we put it all together, we put it into chapters and subheads, and we have everything formatted just like a book that you would pick up in a bookstore. And so you have a professional trade level looking manuscript that's edited at the highest level.
Yeah, I am amazed at the quality of my book, because it is self-published. And you know, when I submitted my manuscript to you, Larry, and it came back after the first editing process, you cleaned up all the grammar, you know, which was certainly extensive. But you never changed my thoughts. You never changed what I wanted to communicate. You cleaned it up. You sharpened it, and made it certainly more readable than what I had originally written. But none of the modifications were major at all.
Well, that's right.
And that's the purpose of editing. You don't want to change the character of what the individual is writing. You just want to make it more readable and help it to communicate.
Absolutely. A good editor, whether they get audio materials from you or written materials from you, is going to grammatically clean up your manuscript, but it's also going to, a good edit takes awkward sentences. And if they're a few of your sentences, Bob, were like St. Paul. They were one sentence that went about three paragraphs long, you know. And even though St. Paul is to be emulated, it's not in English that way. So we take complex or awkward sentences and we simplify them, of course. We make sure that the words that are used are clear, crystal clear, and that there's consistency and there's not redundancy in the manuscript where you're telling the same story or going over the same thought over and over again. When you're speaking, that's important, but when you're writing, you don't want to be redundant. And so you're right. We capture the style, the voice. We make it read very professionally and with excellence. And then...
Well, you're going to have to hold that thought, because we're coming up on our next break. We're talking with Dr. Larry Kefauver. If you're wondering what that little beep-beep is, Larry actually is in Hawaii, and we're speaking to him on his cell phone. Larry, you're not down on the beach, are you?
No, but I wish I were. You know, what can I say?
So that's why we get the little beep-beep. But we're going to come back. He's giving us 7 principles of how to publish what God has placed in your heart. We're at point number 2. We'll pick it up when we come back. And Larry's going to walk us through that process, because I know many of you have a book or books in you and you've thought it's not possible. Today, it is.